What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here, your host of the Listen Bitch podcast. It's Microdose Monday, but I totally forgot. So we're gonna wing it. I just did some coaching in my relationship group. If you are not in there, it is worth it to get in there right now. Like I spit fire tonight. Seriously, sometimes I don't even know where the shit comes from. I mean, I do. It comes from experience and massive, obsessive reading and growth and whatever. But bitch, that shit was fire. Okay. $99. I'll put you in the group. You can watch the replays. I'll be live again tomorrow. So you haven't missed all the live training, but you definitely can get access now. I want to talk about ways to boost your self-esteem. And honestly, microdosing plays a part in this. If you don't know what I'm talking about, microdosing, say this is your first time ever listening to me. It is something I'm obsessed about. When I say microdose, we are doing psilocybin, okay? Like teeny, teeny, minuscule amount, something you don't feel. Like I cannot tell I'm doing it. There's just all these subtle changes that end up being massive changes. Depression, gone. Anxious thoughts, gone. Craziness, gone. I am zen in the present moment, giving my emotions, all of the space they need to get out, whatever they need to get out. I become aware of them. I'm not reactive. It's like time has paused for me. I'm sure if I searched for labels and went that route, I would have like ADD, ADHD, all the stuff, okay? Because my brain has 1,000 tabs open at any given moment, and I've got 100 conversations going on with myself in my head. I've got 6 kids whom can all talk at once, and I'm still fine, okay? Like I am just, my mind is crazy. It's fast. It is so fast. My mouth doesn't work as fast as my thoughts do. What microdosing has done for me, you guys, is it like slowed down the world. Literally, like I know there's people that can manipulate time, and I think that's a real energy that is happening for me, where I can wake up and I choose the day and I'm like, I have all the time in the world to do all the things. And bitch, I do all the things. And I'm like, wow, that was amazing. The same thing when I'm having conversations or it comes time to being creative, it just slows everything down for me. Any situations where I could be reactive, there's like, it feels like a 10-minute pause for me when really it's just seconds. Okay. I'm still quick-witted. I'm still fast with it. I'm still there with all my sarcasm and my ridiculousness. But in my mind, it's like everything just kind of slowed down. Okay. If that makes sense to you, bitch, it's because you need to microdose. All right. If you're struggling with depression, they use this to treat PTSD, anxiety. I already said that one. If whatever you're struggling with in this moment, I guarantee it's because you are psilocybin deficient. And 100%, I have connections. I can be the middleman for you and hook you up with a way to get the products safely, where the DEA is not knocking on your door, okay? He ships them from a place where they are decriminalized to your doorstep in a very incognito kind of way. So you are 100% safe. Again, you don't feel anything. So if you're someone like me who I don't even take pain medication, like I just don't take stuff, okay? It makes me crazy. Like I took a pill from someone the other day. I was in a lot of pain. I took it. I was fucked up. Like I called my husband. I'm like, I think you have to come and get me. I'm not okay. I don't like any of that stuff. I literally can't smoke weed. I can't do edibles. Like it's anything that changes me, I freak out. Okay. And weed does that for me. Weed is very, we are not friends. But if you're someone who is just like, I don't take anything. I'm not on the antidepressants. I'm not doing the things. I need some help, though. This is your way to go. So please get in touch with me. Okay. BrandonLynette.com. Send me a message, sign up for emails, whatever it takes for you to get started. We could talk about that. Message me about that class too, bitch. If you are anybody who's anybody you want in this relationship class. Okay. Because, oh my gosh. You guys, I really should have charged a lot of money. I think I will eventually turn this into like a permanent class where it does cost some money. So if you want in on the beginning before I say I told you so, bitch, now is your time. Okay. This is your Christmas gift to yourself and everybody else. You want to be in there because you are going to grow and expand and just, oh, girl, it's life changing. I'll just say that it's life changing. But Anyway, for now, you have me. You have this beautiful podcast. It doesn't cost money, but it does cost. You have to play. That is how you pay. And that means you are sharing the podcast. Okay. You're subscribed so you don't miss an episode. You're telling people about this. Okay. Guide them to my books. Make sure you have picked up my books. Onceuponatimebitches.com. Buying those books is definitely a way to support me. Yeah. It buys me a cup of mushroom tea. Okay. That's what it does. And not the funky kind of mushrooms. I'm talking like the other mushrooms. So you are supporting my tea habit, and I appreciate that because 3 cups a day keeps the doctor away, or whatever they say. I don't know, but I do drink like 3 cups of tea, you guys. So I could use all the support you could get, or my husband needs to get a second job to support the habit. So just buy my book, okay? Just buy my books. That's fine. It's fine. Onceuponatimebitches.com. You'll find them all. But yeah, bitch, you need to leave a review, share this, all the things. We're going to talk about quick ways to boost your self-esteem because I know you bitches are still struggling. I know because I literally talked about this. I taught this in a class last week and I'm getting messages that this is still a struggle. Okay. Self-esteem is basically about having positive and realistic sense of like who you are. Okay. Self-esteem is the idea that you like yourself. You understand your strengths, you believe in your abilities. Self-esteem is even you being able to recognize areas where you could use a little more work. If you are confident and you have high self-esteem, then you're willing to do the hard work, which is look at yourself. Okay. You have to look at yourself because childhood experiences, they definitely influence your level of self-esteem, but there's a lot you could do now as an adult. Okay. Exactly where you are right now, there are things we can do. So how do we build up your self-worth? I'm going to tell you a not so secret. 1000%. You have to practice faith. Okay. This means tuning into God because this, your spiritual faith, it defines who you are and what your purpose is in life. If you are not connected to God and you're trying to do stuff and you're hitting walls, this is why. 1000%. It's why I had to revamp and redesign what Dream Big Bitches coaching was all about. Okay. Because when I thought I was bringing God into this, I absolutely was not. I was doing anything but. Okay. I was opening up the door for you to believe in whatever you want to believe. But at the end of the day, that's it. It is finding that foundation in the part that God plays in your life. Okay. I was someone who used to say, you know, higher power. No, that doesn't work. But you do need God, okay? And he is the highest power. But this is what happens. Your faith is going to show you how valuable you are, 1000%. It's going to show you how precious your life is. It shows you what it is to be connected in the tapestry of life. Like you are an intricate thread in this entire tapestry. You're part of this. And I think microdosing has really done this for me. And I've prayed about microdosing. It is something like I thank God for this all the time because there is no way he created so many beautiful mushrooms with so many health benefits and expected this one to not help us. Okay. Yes. Can we abuse it? Absolutely. I'm not a fan of like the hero's dose. I haven't done it. I have no intentions of doing it. It's not for me. So I do not talk about that. I do not coach on that. And some of you have asked if I'd be willing to coach on that. I will not. Okay. There's no way I could possibly talk someone through this experience because I've never been through it and it's not something I would do. So I've been so thankful for what psilocybin has brought into my life. It definitely brought me closer to God. Okay. I'm all about the meditation and I don't know what other word besides pray. I'm all about the praying, but it's also important that we are just sitting in a quiet zone. Okay. I'm not talking about going off the rails and like sending your body into other dimensions. I've done that. I do not recommend it. 1000%. Is it possible? Absolutely. You could open a lot of nasty doors, you guys. And that's not our business. Okay. Your business is to just set time aside with you to connect with God every single day. Quiet space where you can sit down and still your mind. Okay. This is one of those things where we learn that discipline because if you're going to sit, okay, when it's one thing when we're praying to God because our brain is actively working, we're intentional, right? We know we're going to pray for all the people we're going to pray for. We know the situations in our life. We know the things that we're going to talk to him about. What is really going to set you apart in this space is if you can just sit there and still your mind. And this teaches you discipline, where you are sitting there not thinking about what you're doing later, not thinking about that mushroom coffee, not thinking about whether or not your dose, your psilocybin microdose is in the mail. We're not thinking about anything. We are sitting there in silence, still and quiet. Okay. Another thing that really, really helps when you want to build your self-esteem, and it's something I'm currently going through. I have a Bible study class. Night three is tonight, 8:30 PM Eastern. You can find me on Facebook. It is Bible study for a badass, literally. But something that is going to help your self-esteem is if you find the passages in the Bible where you are literally told how amazing you are. Okay. Read inspiration from other people. There's so many thought leaders, and a lot of them are going to lead you straight to God the same way. They use a lot of these texts, a lot of these verses. But just find these people that are, you know, talking to you about amazing things. Okay. Someone you admire, they're going to be talking about how to take massive responsibility for yourself. They have that inspiration. They have that motivation. They speak life into you. And every time you listen to them, you're going to feel a little bit better. And to be able to talk about your beliefs, you have to get clarity where you're thinking. You have to challenge your assumptions by talking to other people. This is how you deepen that understanding of your relationship with Christ 100%. And that's how you put your beliefs into action. Okay. Talk about it. And you have to embrace individuality. It's not like we're pissed at other people because they don't believe in what we believe in. I love that we're all different. And I, you know, I would never judge someone for believing in something different. I just know the path that I'm on, and that means the most to me. I know God plays a huge impact in what success is to someone's life. I know that He is part of that peace. He is part of everything that we want. Okay. What do we want? Everybody's after money and success, and really we should be chasing that peace and joy, and not even chasing. We should sit back and attract and let those things come to us, because there is nothing outside of you that's going to make you happy. And what I've learned is that God is at the core. It has been proven scientifically that we have a God gene. Okay. That's our DNA. We are spiritual. You're not just a meat suit. So connecting to that and knowing that your blood is royalty, literally, how could you not have a high self-esteem when your God is king? You know, that's huge. You're the child of a king, and you have to let your faith help you to respect what it is about you that's unique. Let your faith give you the courage to be yourself, because this is the thing. Authenticity is the basis of true confidence. 100%. If you become more of who you are, and that's our job. That's our job. Everybody wants to know why relationships are so great in the beginning. And it's because we are the most of us. Like, we give the most, our best foot forward, right? Our normal self, we bring it up to a 10, and we're just like overachieving everything. Okay. Cause we want to impress. We want to win them over, is, you know, that's true. And the thing about relationships that last, relationships that are succeeding, it's because these people come back to the core of growing. It's about you being the best person you can be and growing together in that experience. Tuning into faith 100% is going to draw out the core of who you are. You have to appreciate your accomplishments. Okay. This is something that you should celebrate. You have survived every bad day you've ever had. Celebrate that. There are times where you thought you weren't going to make it out of something. I know there are plenty of times where I really thought it was it for me. Either my life was going to be snuffed out, or I was going to take it out myself. There were moments where I thought it was the end of the world. Okay. Some days I just celebrate the fact I'm alive 100%. Like, I'm breathing. I'm here, bitch. There were times, I promise you, I did not ever think I would be here. But every action we take is going to reinforce our self-esteem 1,000%. If we keep focusing and making decisions that are going to appreciate and shine our accomplishments, absolutely. Can you still take action that's going to tear it down? Yes. That's why we have to make the decision to make the choices that are going to help us take care of ourselves. Okay. Make a list about, you know, all of your past wins. What are the patterns that they suggest? Maybe you shine the most when you're working with other people. Okay. Or maybe you need to narrow your topics to a few top priorities. Align your actions with your values. Okay. This is something that I feel like is another point of guiding you back to that faith. Okay. At the core of who you are, your values are going to be correlated to your faith. Okay. Your actions support your core beliefs. Examine which choices cause you stress, which choices are bringing peace into your life. And you have to take the risks. Feeling confident and capable, this is going to be what helps you reach beyond your comfort zone. This is going to be what helps you reach to be the best you you can possibly be, okay? We're not out here competing with other people, so fuck social media. We're not out here with the contest of who has more. We're not fighting with the Joneses. We're not trying to make a mark. We are literally out here to be better people today than we were yesterday. Did you do that, okay? Do what you can to do something uncomfortable today. Take a risk, get uncomfortable. You have to persevere through the obstacles, okay? It's easy to say you have a goal, but what people don't do is complete it. When you focus on your self-esteem, when you are loving you the most, okay, you get to overcome setbacks because you know you're worth the effort. You're worth the effort. And I know I'm going to say this over and over and over. We are ultimately responsible for ourselves, okay? No one is coming to save you. You've got to develop your own self-esteem, but your interactions with other people will play a role. Use these relationships for something that's going to strengthen the belief in yourself. If you are reacting, if you are interacting with people that you know their self-esteem sucks, you've got to get away from these people, okay? Tune into your family, lean into them, rely on rituals that contribute to your self-worth, okay? Work on changing the dynamics that might seem counterproductive. Maybe you need to hold family meetings so you can bring some peace into the house. Deepen your friendships. Are your daily interactions superficial? That's bullshit. Get deep. Disclose your inner thoughts to other people. Let them get to know you. Communicate on a profound level, okay? Ask deep questions. I want you to evaluate your love life. How you perceive yourself has a powerful impact on how you handle your relationship, okay? Have the tough conversation. How do you think, what would your partner say about you today if you asked their opinion on you? Would he think that you were confident and strong and powerful and all of these things? What would you say about your partner? Talk with them. Talk with them and deepen that relationship. Radical truth. Be willing to dish it out. Be willing to take it. How can you deepen your relationship and respect each other's feelings? Okay. 100%. I'm going to tell you guys, I have a lot of pets. Okay. And it's, I am an animal lover, but animals are this, it's another gift from God. 100%. Okay. Cause that's the thing. If you want a quick fix on your self-esteem, just look at yourself through your dog's eyes. No matter what I say to this Bodhi puppy, okay, this 100-pound puppy who thinks he's just a tiny Chihuahua baby, no matter what I say to him, he looks at me like I'm the greatest, okay? Even when I called him a dick because he got me, you know, in court because he ran away, right? I call him a dick and he's still looking at me like I'm the greatest thing in life, okay? Let your pets show you and teach you to have more compassion for yourself. And it's not just me saying this. Like, bitch, you can look it up. It is science. Pet owners have higher self-esteem. Okay? Yeah, they did research on this. It's a thing. You've got to love and accept yourself for who you are. As you're building your self-esteem, you're going to be making those solid fucking decisions. You're going to fulfill your goals. And the thing is, you end up knowing that you're worthy. You're worthy of dream come true, respect, dignity, honor, love, compassion. You're worthy of all of these things. When you get solid on this, you start attracting all of that to you. The love, the compassion, the understanding, the goals, all of it. Okay. You become the magic. You just become more of that magic. So if you want to attract all of these great things, if you're like, I just attract shit in my life all the time, that's because you treat yourself like shit. Your self-esteem is like shit. So you start facing this, you work on this, it's going to change the dynamics of your relationship with yourself. And that in turn creates a domino effect in the relationships throughout your life. Okay. Boost your self-esteem. It matters. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow.